Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, I wish we had seen some of us living on a starvation diet for several days, successively, so much so that we could not even stand erect. On account of spasms of hunger, I would lie on my belly and press my stomach against the ground or keep a stone tied to my abdomen. Once, I intentionally sat in wait for some notable people to pass that way. As Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came along, I joined in conversation with him, intending to continue the talk till we reach his home, where I expected him to invite me to share his meals, as was his wont. But his answer was brief, and my plan did not work. The same thing happened with Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu when he chanced that way. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was the next to come. A smile spread on his face when he saw me, for he at once divined why I was sitting there. Come with me, Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu, he said, and I accompanied him to his house. He took me in with a bowl of milk, where a bowl of milk was brought before him. He asked, who brought this milk? And was told that somebody had sent it as a present. He bade me to go and invite all the Sufa friends. The Sufa people were treated as everyone's guests by all the Muslims. They were such persons who had neither hearth nor home of their own, nor any other means of livelihood. The number varied with time, but at this particular juncture, they mustered 70 in all. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would send them in groups of 2 or 4, each to the well-to-do Sahaba as guests. He himself would pass on to them all that came to him as sadaqah and would share the gifts too with them. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked me to invite all these persons, I naturally had some misgivings. For the milk was so little that it could hardly suffice a single person. Also, I was aware that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would ask myself to serve the milk to the others first. And a server is always the last and more often than not gets the least of the lot. Anyway, out I went and fetched them all. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, to serve the milk to them. I took the bowl to each person in turn. And he drank the contents to his heart's desire, and returned the same to me. Till all of them were served, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then held the goblet in his own hand, smiled at me, and remarked, "Only 2 of us are left now." "Quite so," I replied. "Then take it," he said. I needed no second bidding and took enough. He exhorted me to have more, and I had my fill till I declared that I had no room for any more. He then took hold of the bowl and drained the still remaining milk. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is well known for his valor and heroism by one and all. When the Muslims were very weak in the beginning, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed to Allah to strengthen the Muslims with Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu Islam. The prayer was answered by Allah in no time, as we have seen in chapter 1. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, we could not say our salat in the haram till Umar radiallahu anhu had accepted Islam. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says, early immigrants to Medina left Makkah quietly and secretly due to the fear of Quraysh. But when Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu decided to emigrate, he hung his sword from his neck, held his bow in his hand, and took a large number of arrows with him. He first went to Haram, performed tawaf most confidently, said his salat most calmly, and then went to different groups of Quraysh, declaring before each of them, "Whoso does not mind his mother lamenting him, his wife becoming a widow, and his children being rendered orphans, he may come out of Makkah and face me." There were none to accept his challenge.
Come closer, my dear brothers. Let us come. Although the voice can reach, but if you sit together, this is the sunnah of Sahaba. So the benefit will be greater. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very happy. Allah loves the ibadat of the youth, of the young person, young people. On the day of Qiyamah, a person will be asked how you spent your life. What's the meaning of life? From the time you are? Ji? Say it? Born. Till the time you? Till you die. So youth is in death or it's out of death? Ji? It's in death or it's out? In. So this question, are you going to ask us about our whole life? So our youth will be questioned. But the next question is, how did you utilize your youth? How did you spend your youth? So it shows that even on the day of Qiyamah, that this, well, everybody will have that. Everybody will have to answer. But that time, this period of our life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give special attention. So us calling the youth, these are the future. Many, many things that happened in history, it was achieved by the permission of Allah, but whatever, whether it was for haq or for batil, this group was used, the young people, especially those that were at university and the tertiary institutes and high school, they were used. So we don't want to speak about all that. So all of us have come, all of us who are here, inshallah, that we have come because we love Allah. And Allah brought us, Allah wants to give us something. This is the house of Allah. And as long as we remain in the house of Allah, we are the guest of who? Of the trustees of Hilal. See? Or the brothers of Durban. We are the guest of who? Kaji? Guest of who? Say La Allah. Say loudly. So as long as we are the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have come because we love Allah. We want to link ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one, we start with Talim. Either we read from the lives of Sahaba because they are the role models for mankind till the end. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made effort on them. Or we read from the words of Allah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is nur. Other amal we do is that we're taking just to get some report or a karguzari. Not a report, a karguzari. That many people, each one of us in our life, that our link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how did it come? So that we encourage each other. Sometimes we listen to somebody else, that where he found Allah, where he made his link with Allah, and we get inspired more. See? But all of us, we love Allah. All of us want deen. All of us want to go to Jannah. But how to get? How to go on that path like a turbo so we can move fast? So we'll just get some reports from the brothers, inshallah. Come closer. Come closer. Let's sit together. Anybody here from in the Marisburg Jamaat that came out in Jamaat for the first time? Who's here in, from, where's, Muhammad Isa, come sit here. Who's here? And, come sit this side, come, you'll come here. Where's, anybody in the Marisburg Jamaat that came out for the first time? Come here. What's your name? Hamza. Hamza who?
Amla.
Amla, mashallah. Maybe you can tell us, this is the first time out in Jamaat, from Marisburg. Maybe you can tell us what? What made you come? What inspired you to come? You can hold the mic close to you.
So, some of my friends, they wanted me to come out for a very long time. And they encouraged me. They told me why it's good to come out in Jamaat. And Alhamdulillah, I took their advice and I came out.
So this is your first day?
G, my first
How
day.
You found the first day?
Very nice, Alhamdulillah.
What benefit or what you felt?
It's a very nice feeling, very peaceful feeling. It's a new experience. So Alhamdulillah, met new people. It was very nice.
You come out again?
Inshallah, Amen. Definitely.
Anybody else? Kora, just came back from. Come here. What's your name? Muhammad Bayad. On the day of Qiyamah, you think they're going to call them and they take out the books. Who will they call? Muhammad Bayad? Or Gora, what they call you? Malaika. When was the first time you came out?
Okay, so the first time I came was for a Shab Guzari when I was, I think, grade 6. So our teacher, he put us in the, he packed us about maybe 11 of us in a fox, And we came, he brought us for one night, and alhamdulillah, that was, I think, my first time. Okay.
So the fox didn't touch the, wasn't touching the wheels.
The it was lower there. Yeah, alhamdulillah. Then alhamdulillah, Mulana Bamji came into Marisburg, so we attended madrasa with him, and he took us to Stanger. So that was our first time we went out. And alhamdulillah, a very nice learning experience. Then one brother came to Mount Sinai's Masjid, and I was still in high school at that time, so he told me, you know what, after you finish, why don't you go out and go spend some time, go for 4 months? So I said, yeah, maybe, or I don't know. But so he said, like, it's a maze. Like, the world is a maze. This dunya is a maze. And you go out for 4 months, you learn certain things that help you to navigate it. You're looking at the maze from an aerial view. And when you get back into that dunya, into that chakra, you'll be able to navigate it. Then, alhamdulillah, there was some jamaats that came to Marisburg after COVID and that. And we just spent some time with them. We spent the night in the masjid, and they took us to Newlands a couple times also. We went with some of the brothers from Marisburg. So alhamdulillah, I just finished now studying. I was doing marine biology, alhamdulillah, at UKZN. So my first year was on campus, and the second and third year we did online. So I was boarding in Durban. And alhamdulillah, a student life is a bit difficult, it's challenging, it got all its challenges. But alhamdulillah, the jamaats, they came to where we are boarding, they came to meet us and give us some encouragement and that. Then alhamdulillah, they carried on, they started some fikr in Marisburg, started happening, the youngsters started getting involved. So they started, they used to have ingash and outgash. So they give a very nice example of this year. Is like a bird, it needs two wings to fly. So that's, one is your ingash, one is your outgash. That if you have those two wings, everything else comes, like falls into place. That's just, try and be paband with that. So alhamdulillah, we used to go to, there's a rural area, it's called Tembelishle. It's just out of Marisburg. It's a rural area. There's mud houses, and the masjid itself that is there is like made by tin. So alhamdulillah, I was in my final year last year, and a lot of nur we had in there. We could make every Mondays we go there making dua, and there's a sense of also, as the brother said, like peace, and you can connect with Allah, you can ask Allah of your problems, ask Allah of your needs. And yeah, alhamdulillah, that was a very important thing in my life. That then alhamdulillah, some jamaats came to see us again, and they suggested to make a money tin. So I took a yogurt container, I made a hole in the lid in the top, I sealed it up, I wrote there my jamaat 4 months. So alhamdulillah, that made it to my parents also, that, like, you know, I'm serious now, I want to go. Then alhamdulillah, by the end of the year, we were getting ready to go out. I was only going to join them initially for 2 months. And my brother is as well, he was also in the Jamaat, and he was going to go for 4 months to Pakistan. Then we're all going to go to Pakistan for that, and it closed because of COVID, so they couldn't go. So we started our time anyway, we started in Joburg. So first, Holchilla, we went through different areas, Azadwell, we went to Roshni, went to El Dorado Park, we saw Lens. Alhamdulillah, very, very nice learning, speaking so much of Nusrat, that was a very nice learning Jamaat. So alhamdulillah, then when he came back to Hilal, I was saying, you know what, I bought my clothes to go to Pakistan, it was going to be cold, I bought torch, bought all the stuff, but all that my friends are going, I'm getting left behind. So I made mashura again with my parents, and we decided, okay, inshallah, I'll try for an internship this year, and I go with them to Pakistan. So alhamdulillah, like that, we went, and best decision of my life, alhamdulillah, the way we enjoyed it, the way... It's an experience you can't explain. There's so many different things you learn. That people, so many people got different qualities, different sifat. And by spending time with them, inshallah, you go to the intention that those qualities can come into you. And your good qualities can come into them. And they say from your bad qualities and you say from their bad qualities. So alhamdulillah, we see that we met a lot of people. We made it. There was a jor there also, like an istima. And alhamdulillah, that was a very nice experience. We went to rural areas. We went to also like proper villages. We drank buffalo milk. We had so nice experiences, alhamdulillah. And we met one very nice, something that affected me. We met a guy, he was a basketball player. So he's from Gambia. Tall guy, big size guy. He's from Gambia, the black guy, but he can speak Urdu. So I was very shocked how, then he told me a story that normally in Gambia, it's probably close to the equator. So it's quite hot there. In the afternoon, they take rest. So that one afternoon, that Jamaat went to see him, they sacrificed, they sleep, and they went out to see him. And they met him, they tashkiled him. And he comes from a modern background. He wanted to go play basketball in America. But because of that sacrifice, Allah accepted it. And alhamdulillah, that guy, Allah is using him. Every year he comes for his 4 months. He comes to Pakistan, he gives his time there. And so many people's hidayat can be written from that. So alhamdulillah, we see that something small, you give somebody a small advice, something small, and that effect, you don't know how it magnifies. And you know, on the day of Qiyamah, we come, inshallah, and we see all those mountains and mountains of rewards. This, we birth, that. But we didn't do it, but other people, you gave dawah to do, somebody to do it, and it had an effect on them. So alhamdulillah, we see how now, alhamdulillah, I came back, and Allah's Fadl, I managed to get a job also. The internship came through. They first wanted to send me to Cape Town, and that one didn't work out. So alhamdulillah, I'm based from home, I'm working. And if they need me to go out, I go out. And alhamdulillah, I'm in also marine biology field. So inshallah, in next few months, we'll be going up. They do work up in Isimangaliso area. It's northern KZN. So alhamdulillah, we went a few weeks back there. And we're going to go inshallah again. So that trip, we went, we did a careers day. And they got the biodiversity aspect of it. And then there's the social aspect of it. So they do with the coastal communities, they do a lot of work encouraging them to how to use the resources there and all that. So alhamdulillah, when we went there, it's a week's trip, and with all non-Muslims, I was traveling. But then when we got to the town Manguzi, I told them, you know what, they told me they want to organize me a halal chow, you know. So I said, okay, let's go see. Then we went to one restaurant, I don't know, it was a little bit sus, so I said, hey, I don't know. So I told them, you know what, I try a chow rice. I took plain white rice and I took tomato sauce and mayonnaise and I put it on top and I said, no, I eat like this. So alhamdulillah, then I saw there's a small a Jamaat Khana next door. So I told them, you know what, I want to come see this Jamaat Khana. Then a few days later, they brought me, and it was after a long day, and I couldn't find the Jamaat Khana, but I saw a sign for masjid in 400 meters. So alhamdulillah, when we got to the masjid, I just see a circle of guys there sitting there. It was a Jamaat from Zambia. So alhamdulillah, it was so nice, so inspiring to see, in rural area, our Muslims are going out, speaking to people, encouraging people. And, you know, this is the real essence of it. And, you know, now coming out, whatever, we all have different challenges. So we must make effort now how we can, you know, they say, don't go seek directions from someone who didn't leave home. So alhamdulillah, we got so many different ulama, we got so many mashayikh, so many people around us, pious people. Stay connected to them, stay connected to the masjid. And you see, this is how our zihn gets made. This is how our closeness to Allah, our attachment to Allah, our connection with Allah, this is how we can, so that try our best. If we're reading a few namazes, try, make some effort, make effort. Inshallah, over time, you see, you can't measure a baby's growth after 1 day, 2 days, but after a few months, you start seeing the change in your life, you start seeing your connection with Allah, you start seeing what's my purpose here, and this is the main aspect. Then, just one more thing, yeah, inshallah, in October, inshallah, we're going up, also up there, Isimangaliso, so they're doing some turtle research. So, it's mashallah, it's so nice, you see Allah's kudrats in everything that they do there. Like turtles, they come to beach at the same where they were born. They come back to the same nest to lay their eggs to the same beaches. So South African turtles are South African turtles. They got loggerheads and
they got IDs.
So they very nice. There's a lot of research into all of that. But the main thing, we must see the Allah behind all of this. And in all our different ways, whatever field we're in, whether it's medical, whether it, that the object is Allah, the way we can make some dawah, best our character, and how we can give some time in the path of Allah. And inshallah, in the main
tashkil. You saw any of the turtles?
Yeah, I did, but now only started now 3 months, but previously I did see it. Went up to Sodwana Bay.
How big was the turtle?
Those things are, you get like the big leatherbacks, they go to 170 kgs.
But size-wise, like a car?
No, not
like
so
a,
big.
Like
maybe
a
like,
money, like a
maybe just over a meter or something, you get that big. So, alhamdulillah.
Well, where are you going now, you said?
Yeah, so up north.
What's the name of the place?
Banganek is called. Banganek. It's just before Kozi Beiji.
Inshallah, you'll find Muslims everywhere.
Inshallah.
From Allah, you've said, mashallah.
Make dua for me,
inshallah. So, Taji, what's your first name? Muhammad, you're also Muhammad. Come here. Oh, yeah. Nobody takes photographs here. You can sit here. They won't take it and send it out. Come sit here. So you finished matric?
Alhamdulillah.
What are you doing now?
Studying.
Where are you studying?
I study in a European country called Georgia. It's a country that borders Turkey, Russia, Azerbaijan, and Armenia.
How long are you there?
Alhamdulillah, I'm there for about, this is my third year there. Brothers, what I can say first and foremost is, wallahi, whatever we think that what we have and what is present in South Africa is truly a gift from Allah. Because the conditions of just doing this effort of Dawat and Tabligh in countries that were previously part of the Soviet Union or that are part of Europe or that was even part of the Ottoman Empire, today in these countries, every single detail of a Muslim is being watched. Masjids are there, alhamdulillah. I live in a city that's called Tbilisi. So in my city, from where I live, there's about 2 masjids, 10 minutes drive. I live like between them, so to go to both is a 10-minute drive. The one masjid is a Jummah masjid, is built more in the tourist area. This masjid is half Sunni, half Shia. So it's one masjid, one saf, but it's half Sunni, half Shia. So after some time of living there, then you learn what has happened, why it's like this. But you start to ask questions. In the beginning, maybe you are a bit frightened, you are a bit scared. And you also try to stay in your place. So the main reason to demonstrate this is to show equality and peace. There is no problem between the two in our country. Regarding the effort, alhamdulillah, the effort takes place, but undercover. Totally and 100% undercover. So when I got there in 2019, then of course, immediately, alhamdulillah, before I even left, we got in touch with the Satis. So when we got there and we got in touch with the Satis, and there is a couple guys that were doing the work, about 3 guys, 4 guys doing the work. So Kush we have once a week. Now our Kush changes according to semester. Because our main target now at the moment what we are doing is university students. And in university students, how we work is that the day that when they have the least classes, that's the day that we'll perform the Kush. So our days in the summer are very long, like now currently it's summer there. So before I came back, our gush was from 7 o'clock at night, this is before Maghrib, 7 o'clock at night to 9 o'clock. Maghrib is about 9 o'clock. So we should start 7 to 9. 9 o'clock at night. The effort, how it happens is, or how we work is, gush will start in the masjid. And from the masjid, we'll give the gush adabs. And then the jamaats will go out. And jamaats will go, umumi jamaat will go in groups of 3. Khususi jamaats, if we have a car available, will go more. Or even if we don't have a car available and we use public transport, sometimes to meet one mulaqat, it takes about 1 hour. 1 hour to go, 1 hour to come back. So, Umumi Jamaat will be three brothers. And usually it's the same stretch over and over again. We don't wear sunnat, we don't wear no kurta, no topi, nothing when we go for gush. We go in normal clothes.
You go in abnormal clothes.
Abnormal clothes, gee. While going, we go for gush. Umumi gush will be three satis. We'll meet however many brothers we can in that time. And then the bayan, now recently, before when I was in from 2019 to 2020, COVID, 21, the bayan used to happen sometimes and sometimes never it used to happen. The reason is because in the masjid there's cameras. So now coming from South Africa, I never really thought anything of it because cameras are normal for us. But there's a camera in the masjid is to watch the people. What are you doing in the masjid? What are you getting up to in the masjid? How are you performing your salat? Are you staying long hours in the masjid? Things like this. So what they say, no extracurricular activities. So no kash, no bayan, no muzakiras. Come read your salat and go back. So bayan then used to happen every alternative week or sometimes every third week, just depending on what our situation is and how many satis were coming for gush. Alhamdulillah, recently now we've established a musalla at the back of a restaurant. So now our gush starts in the masjid and finishes at the restaurant. So the Isha Salah, now in summer, Maghrib Salah, we used to gather 9 o'clock, we used to meet back at the restaurant, and Maghrib Salah will be performed and then bayan will happen. Then also, because in the masjid, when we used to give bayan, then also your time was very constricted or limited. You have to limit it to about 5 minutes or 4 minutes of bayan. So now, alhamdulillah, what the restaurant or what the musalla, musalla. Now at least it's a little bit more time. We can invite satis back to come with us if we are going, however we are going for gush. Alhamdulillah, now recently, during this year, since last year, from our year starts in September. So I'll say from last year, September to this year, till Bakri Eid. Now, alhamdulillah, coming for gush, we are about 15 satis. 3-day jamaats go out all the time in homes. For 3-day jamaats, sometimes 20 guys will go out. No. 25 guys will go out. But completely, sometimes, as I tell the students, how it looks when we go for gush is like we're going for a business meeting. Because we have to try and see how we're not going to draw any attention towards ourselves. We have to limit it extremely to the minimum. So sometimes things happen where we get taken. Alhamdulillah, it only happened once, but police comes, they take you, the photograph is taken, you sit in a chair, translator is brought in, they explain you your rights, and then questioning begins. But alhamdulillah, everything is in order, and when you're on fikr and tawakkul, when everything is in reliance is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah makes all these tests easy. This year, alhamdulillah, this was about two years ago. This year, alhamdulillah, wasn't here this time. But the guys came in, because now again, the restaurant, they've seen sometimes 30 guys, 40 guys, 50 guys coming in at a time. So, anti-terrorism visited us this year. And they took the owner. And they questioned him. In the end, they told him that, guys, if you will planning any bomb threats, then let us know. Because it's just the fear of, it's just a fear that the West has created. And everything that happens in Europe, and the news is not about France and all these things that happen. So whatever those conditions, they all affect us. And what else?
On campus, any other Muslim students?
A lot of Muslims
from,
staying
from
in Georgia.
Georgia or from
Georgian the... Muslims, a lot of Georgian Muslims, plenty of Georgian Muslims, and a lot of Muslim students that come to study from all over the world. From a lot of from Saudi, they come from Taif, Makkah, Medina. They're students from England, Muslim students from England, Muslim students from the UAE, Muslim students from Qatar, Muslim students from Egypt, Lebanon, all everywhere, Muslim students, even South Africa. So,
how many South African Muslims there? Muslim students?
Muslims, I don't know the exact number. Not many, maybe 2 to 5. end on this one Karguzari. In January, we were out in the part of Allah to the city of Batumi. It's about 6-7 hours. It's where the Black Sea is. About 6-7 hours from where I stay. And while we were there one day, just before Maghrib Salah, because time Maghrib. So even when we're out in the path of Allah, generally we don't read Salah in the masjid. Maybe one Salah a day we'll read in the masjid. Why? Because of KBG, and it's a long explanation. So we basically work Makitab there. So thus we were in a different area, a program was taking place. So we decided that we'll go and visit, there was another masjid. So we decided we'll go and read Salah in that masjid. It's a different masjid, so we'll read Salah there. And while we were there, then there were some local satis. So we asked them for some karguzari of how times was before. It's in the time of the Soviet Union that Islam was so, they were so strict on trying to prevent Islam or trying to prevent the teachings of deen, anything, Salah taking place. So he gave us the example of Qurbani. He said at the time of Qurbani, at the darkest moment of the evening, when the night was, when the sky was the darkest, that's when they would go and make this Qurbani. And masjids are all underground. Those masjids are still there today. So he was saying that the people that weren't strong in those days, because you meet people there. Many, many times you meet people that they're great, they're named after some great grandfather of theirs. The brother's name is Ziyad, but he's not a Muslim. How you got this name? Oh, someone in my family. So Islam was there. It was there. So the brother was saying, he said, the people that weren't strong in those days, Allah Ta'ala took iman from them. He said, compared it to this, he compared it to Spain, Andalus. He said that they also, Islam was there full. Whatever the reason may be, but Allah Ta'ala took it away from them. So beloved brothers, just azan. Azan on the speakers that is loud is a kudrat from Allah. It's only with the mercy of Allah that even azan can take place loudly. Because even something like this here doesn't happen everywhere in the world. A person to go out in the path of Allah even for 3 days becomes difficult. A person to walk in the streets with his kurta and with his topi on becomes difficult. A person to go out in the street, 5 or 6 guys in the jamaat becomes difficult. So whatever we have here in South Africa, the most important thing is that when the satis come and knock at our door, open for them, welcome them, greet them with a smile. Because it's not on our own accord that we are coming. It's not on our own will that we are coming. It is only with the permission and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that happens only with the permission of Allah. So whatever time we have, however we can show our appreciation, that's what we must do. And make a lot of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever is taking place in South Africa, whatever efforts of deen is taking place in South Africa, make a lot of shukr for it. Because there are parts in the world, even if you go into the student life in campus, that's even another complete different story. Muslim students, how and where?
On the campus, any place for Salah?
My campus, not currently, but there is one campus that established now is Juma Salah. It was there before COVID, and then it stopped. But now, after COVID, alhamdulillah, so just before I came, I just asked the Sati, a few weeks before, then he said, no, alhamdulillah, Juma started again. And then just before I came back home, I asked again, how many Satis are coming for Juma? He said that the room that they have given him became too small. Now they are performing Salah outside on the grass, plus 100 students are performing Juma Salah at the campus. My beloved brothers, here in South Africa is common. We went the other day for Gush, all the campuses have musallas. But for a country like this, it's not common. And it's not easy to establish deen in a campus there. Because the country is an Orthodox Christian country. So it's very, very, very complex. And another campus also, Gush, is taking place. So alhamdulillah, these efforts are coming. They are growing. And when you go, sometimes you walk in for Gush, and people will come to you. One day we walk in for Gush, and we waiting at the bus stop. We're going now for our mulakat. So from the bus stop, we go to the metro train station, and from the train, we take a train to go to meet whoever we are going to meet. While we're waiting at the bus stop, during Ramadan, there was one sati, also a 4-month sati from Chechnya. He's living there. So he's seen this one Muslim brother begging on the street one day. So he said, you know what, let's go for mulakat. It was after Tarawih. Tarawih, we finish our 11, half past 11 at night. And say it's 3 o'clock in the morning. But his brother, first time I met him, and he hasn't been for Kash before, so I said, okay, bismillah, let's go. So we went from Mulakat. We walked for about maybe 10 minutes or 15 minutes. we didn't meet the brother. So while we were walking, he told me about the brother. Brother's name, brother was from Ivory Coast, Muslim brother. So a few weeks later, while we were waiting at the bus stop, we were three satis. In front of the bus stop was a club. And one sati came out of the club and he was just walking towards the bus stop. So while he came towards us, Allah put it in the heart such that I made salam with him. And he replied, and Allah made it such that I asked him, your name is so and so. And he said, she. So I told him, my brother, I've been looking for you for a very long time. So we started to give him dawat. And while we started giving dawat, he just stopped us. He said, boy, we can't listen to these words. And he walked away and started walking away. While he walked away, and he just stopped again, and he turned towards us. So I showed him, I said, 2 minutes, just give us 2 minutes only. So we approached him. He didn't say anything, we just went towards him. And we just started speaking to him. Normal dawat. And all of a sudden, just started crying. Tears just started flowing from his eyes, and his head just fell. And then after a few seconds, he started giving us karguzari of how he ended in the situation. He said that I'm married, I have a wife, she's Christian. I have a daughter. And the only way for me to provide for my daughter, for my family, is for me to work in this club. He said that nobody wants to hire, nobody wants to employ. So the only way for me to earn a living, for me to put food on the table, is this is the only job I have. So, alhamdulillah, through that meeting, then he was going on the same bus with us, he was going to another job now. He worked the whole day, now he was going to another one. So, alhamdulillah, through that day, we are trying, and, you know, fikr is, when things, when you hear, Allah Ta'ala has kept such power in La ilaha illallah, that wherever there's muhabbat, immediately is created between Muslims. When you have this, when the same kalima, immediately muhabbat is created. Alhamdulillah, through the same effort
the
is made.
What, after that, did he join you?
He joined us on the bus and on the train, and then he had to go to his next job. And then through that, he wanted us to come give dawah to his wife and talk to his wife also, but that we're not capable of doing that.
Yes, yes, inshallah. Keep your gaze down.
Inshallah.
MashaAllah. See, wherever we go, he's gone to study. If Allah give him a long life and good health. 1 year, some students, some university, they qualified. Then, yeah, in Durban, they went to the beach. Talking many, many years ago. And they had a picnic and they were swimming, and some of them drowned. So that's 6 years or 7 years that they spent on campus, they got the certificate. But can they show that certificate to Munkar and Nakir in the grave? Can they show it? He's studying, he'll get his certificate, inshallah. He'll get his degree. He won't get anything else. See? And but while he's getting his degree, he's also making his akhirat. He's making fikr for Allah's deen to be established. So on the intention and on the effort that he's making, he's there 3 years. Allah will give him the reward of 3 years' effort. Whether he uses that degree, that paper or not, there are so many people who studied. There are many, many people who study, but they don't use the paper anymore. They ended up with something else to earn their livelihood. So you might say the time was wasted. What he was saying about making salah in the open, someone said I must give the karguzari. 85, when we went to campus, we were about 80 Muslims out of 8,000 students. But they gave us a room in one of the buildings right on top. So you have to take, and the lift never used to go there, so you must walk up. And it goes to one floor and then you walk up. So no one used to go. Alhamdulillah, one brother, I don't know, you didn't meet him. They met him. So he started Gush in 86 on campus. Not me, someone else. Then he made our tashkil. So when he started Gush, then they gave us, so Zohar Salah, we took permission to make Salah in the main building. In Howard College, in the Shepston building, I think it was Shepston 18 or something. We moved the desk, make Zohar Salah, and we started Talim. Every Thursday morning, Ismail Salihzi, may Allah fill his grave with Noor, accept all his good, he should come to us for Gush also. And like that, so the namaz started increasing. And then in Ramadan, in 87, we had about 40 of the males coming for Zohar Salah. Then Juma Salah, so they didn't have a place. So Shepston won in the foyer, main foyer. Haji Paipadia gave Juma Bayan. Dr. Venkat came. Hazaman Yunus Petar Rahmatul Ali came a few times. We should pick him up and take him. And we are having Juma day, and all the other non-Muslim students are sitting around and they're watching. And eventually when we were finishing 88 or something, they gave up that where the Musalla is now in Howard College. That is, they gave that land. And then by that time we left and other brothers took on the fikr. So when we do the work of Dawood, Allah will give us strength that we won't feel shy, inshallah. Anyone else from the Joburg Jamaat, from Maritzburg, any of the other campuses, anybody wants to give a karguzari? You spent 4 months, Kazi? You spent before you went? Alhamdulillah, see. So 4 months is a bit of training to do the work wherever you go.
I'm only there because of 4 months.
So you only went because of the 4 months. We can't afford more than a few minutes. Where's about other from Maritzburg? Who else? From Maritzburg, a lot of big jamaat from Maritzburg. Who else? The campus in Maritzburg, who's studying in Maritzburg? Team is for Azan. Okay, shall we get ready for Azan? We'll not talk to each other. Those who need wudu, make wudu quietly. And let us sit in the saf. Say the saf, the first saf got the most reward. Second most, third most. So we should try to be in the front, inshallah. See? After Maghrib, we'll have Kawuzari for a few more minutes. Maybe 10-15 minutes, and then we'll have a small talk with the brothers from Transvaal, also professional. Then, so we come close together quickly after our sunnahs, inshallah. SubhanAllah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yeah, we came in Jamaat from India. You know Kerala, I think you know Kerala. It's a southern part of India. Our Jamaat, we have 9 brothers, mostly all are professionals. We got 3 doctors, 2 engineers, 1 professor, 2 hafiz. So, yeah, our work in India. India is, mashallah, you all know India, mostly you all are, some origins are there from India. I'll just tell the Karguzari. I'll just tell the Karguzari of Kerala. Kerala is the southernmost part of India. We got somewhat 120 engineering college, and we got somewhat 30 medical colleges in Kerala itself. So one state. In India we got 28 states, and one state we got 120 engineering colleges. 120 engineering colleges in one state, like province like Durban. And we got 30 medical colleges. There was, mashallah, some efforts was there. We got an elder in Kerala, his name was Hafiz Yahya. He passed away. May Allah bless him. So he did fikr of campus, like he used to come, he used to meet us. Some youngsters was there in the effort. So we used to sit, I'm just saying from the start so that you can also get some points from that. We used to sit with him. So he asked us, I studied in a medical college. So he asked us how many medical colleges in Kerala. And so we got 30 medical colleges. So we sat, we started. First thing he made us to make the list of colleges in Kerala. So he made us to, so first time we was thinking, like we used to think only 10 or 15 colleges, and later on when we start making lists, we came to know there was 32 medical colleges in Kerala. And we made lists, we started the effort. When I was in first year MBBS medical college, I spent my 4 months before my MBBS. After my 12th, there was a Jamaat, I studied in Kuwait, till my 12th I studied in Kuwait. There was a Jamaat from Afghan. They came to tashkil me. I was like, I studied in a Delhi public school, one good school out there. So they started tashkil. I said first, I won't go, Then after that, they did, mashallah, they called me for a food. I ate the food. I came to the Jamaat. I went for 4 months. And then we came to Kerala. Then we start the effort. When I was in first year, there was only one guy who spent for first year in Jamaat. There was 30 Muslim brothers in our college. So first, what they made, whenever our class starts in somewhat August, in September, they keep a jot. In all Kerala, they keep a jot for each colleges. And they don't have much talks and all. They just call them. The same profession people come. Some doctors came. When we saw them, when they saw them, they look like ulama or alim or something. And when they introduced themselves, they was cardiologists, nephrologists. So they got inspired. Then they gave 10 or 5 minutes talk. There was a grand food over there. Then they gave ice cream, food and everything they gave. And they introduced themselves. They got the details and everything. Last, they did tashkil for 2 days Jamaat. Somewhat 9 brothers spent in the path of Allah that week. Then later on, they start coming every week. MashaAllah, after first year, we get holiday. I think in South Africa also, you get same holidays in December and January. So in India, we have 2 tartib. One is istiqbal jot. That's a welcome jot. Before, when we start our college, we have a jot. And our last of, before our, we finish our course, we have a jot. Every year. For first year, we keep a jot. We have holidays gathering.
Yeah, you know why?
Yeah, jot. Yeah, sorry.
In South Africa, if you don't say the R, okay. You say jol.
Jol.
So the, yeah, the students also have a jol, but it's not in the masjid, it's somewhere else.
What's that? Jol? Party. Party. Oh, sorry. So what do you say for gathering?
It's a jol, yeah, gathering.
Yeah, okay, I'll say gathering. So we used to have a gathering, mashallah, somewhat 30. Out of that 20, 22 brothers came for that gathering, and 5 brothers, mashallah, they spent for 40 days. And they didn't work in college. We have both, 2 types. One in campus. Everyone we think after my college, I'll become good. But we won't get it after that. What we have to do in college, you won't get it after that. After becoming white, you won't get the brothers. When you are young, you can get so many brothers. You go and call them, they'll come. If an older brother go, they may think, yeah, you enjoyed, yeah, you did jol before, and now you're coming for this one. They won't come. So when you are young, you can do much. In India, you know, all world, they send Jamaat. From Aligarh University, Dr. Sanallah, he also went to France. He also went for studies from Bangalore, from even in Malaysia, Indonesia. Everywhere effort started due to the work of campus itself. From campus, India, when some students went to Malaysia, they studied there, they started Talim. Then the government started, they started knowing it, they called them, they went to the path of Allah. Full Malaysia effort starts. Same, everywhere it's the same. Then after every, we do both works. We have campus with hostel and without hostel. And without hostel, what we do, after Lohar, after that food break, we get 1 hour, 1 hour break we get. After eating food, we'll be having half an hour. We'll be doing Zuhar with Jama and 5 minutes Taylim daily. And after Taylim, everyone asks, who will do the next? Who will do tomorrow? That's a Mashura, short Mashura. And we'll ask how many Mulaqat you did. Mulaqat, we don't make like official Mulaqat. We don't say that Allah and Rasul. We make it a jolly type. Yeah, same. Jolly type we make it. We call them, we say, we have a week fixed for 3-day Jamaat. So every month, third week, we go for Jamaat. So in Mulaqat, we say only that. That's a good thing. You come, man. There's a good party. You got what we have? Bran, right? Here? In Saudi, yeah, you have bra. We say same thing. You come for that. When they come, before that, they won't come. After coming Jamaat, they will also become Sati. When after our final year, mashallah, in our batch, there was 30 Muslim students. Somewhat 24 spent in the path of Allah. And after final year, somewhat 8 brothers spent in the path of Allah for 4 months. So in Kerala, total, we have 30 medical colleges. We started 15 medical colleges. We started 5 amal in all medical where there is hostels. And in engineering college, we have 120. Somewhat 40 to 50 colleges, we have 5 amal over there. Overall, India, if you take, we have more than 8,000, 9,000 colleges. MashaAllah, everywhere effort is going on. Before we coming here, we had a job in Bangalore for professionals. There was somewhat 2,400 doctors itself. There were super senior doctors, all were gastro, entro, and nephro. Everyone came, MashaAllah, all fraternity came, everyone over there. So effort is going, MashaAllah, very nice. We have to do fikr. For a small time, you sit. Now it's the time to do. After becoming old, he said same thing. After becoming old, we can't do much. We may be having fikr, but we won't be able to do. So we have to make a plan. We have a 1 year plan in Kerala. We make every year for Kerala, not like South Africa. We have different holidays. Every month, somewhat last COVID, in COVID we had some hostels were closed, so efforts was less. So before COVID, we had, mashallah, in June, we used to spend for 4 month Jamaat. There was 7 4 month Jamaat. From students itself, somewhat 50 brothers together, they went in the 4 month Jamaat. That students, early youngsters. So every month we get Jamaat in India, like we have different time holidays for different people. So my opinion also, South Africa, you have to do a fikr, you have to make a calendar. We have 1 year calendar, when we have to do tashkil, when we have to do istiqbal, and we keep jords, we call them, we do guests, and we give party, make connection with friends. Don't only, like in some people, they make friendship with only satis. That you should not do. Should be friendship with everyone. Should make friendship with everyone. Call them, give them a food, give them a cool drink. And they'll slowly start coming. If you start talking like hi-fi items, you won't come. With our akhlaq, they should attract us. So if you do that, inshallah, in South Africa also we'll get that, inshallah.
How many doctors in your Jamaat?
We got three.
Three doctors in this Jamaat, mashallah. But this work is for everyone. Come closer, my dear. Just close the gaps. Just close the gaps. See, Allah, we have come for Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes us to sit close together. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught us all those things that are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have Hafiz Ridwan here, inshallah, he'll give us a short talk. Then we'll have, make some intentions. And after Isha, there will be meals. Must we take the orders now? No?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmadun salli ala Rasulil Karim. Amma abad. Respected friends, elders, ulama ikram, and beloved youth, we praise and thank Allah alone that Allah who gave us the opportunity to sit for a little while for the talks of deen. See, any gathering in the world, wherever it may be, with how small, how big it is, where people assemble for the dhikr of Allah alone, three things are guaranteed. One is that Allah announces to the malaika, I've forgiven all their sins. Secondly, Allah converts our bad deeds into good deeds. Imagine a person goes with fake money to a shop, and he gets goods for the value of that correct money. We're coming with sins and we're going back with good deeds. And thirdly, Allah mentions us by our name and our father's name in the court of Malaika. There's a minimum benefit of sitting in the halqa for the halqa of dhikr. Allah give us tawfiq inshallah. Brothers, we are all the recitors of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu. Wallah, if it comes in a mawfum hadith, as long as there remains a single recite of kalima on this earth, Allah will not destroy this world. This world is not functioning or carrying on because the ozone layer is not depleted or because there's still enough the resources. It is existing purely on the basis of the word of Allah and the belief of Allah in mind your hearts, brothers. It's the barakat of us who are believers that the world is carrying on. And if the world can be filled with billions of non-believers and not a single person to take the name of Allah, Allah will have no need for this world. Brothers, imagine. Every believer in the eyes of Allah is so important because the actions that emanate from the believers of Muslim or Muslimah's body and from their lives will bring down the direct consequence from Allah from the above. Brothers, what is this? Why have we come to the earth? Why am I Muslim? It's because, what is this iman? Iman is a feeling in the heart that will make us do the right thing, brothers. It's a feeling that you cannot see. Like how you feel the wind, you cannot see the wind. Iman is such a force in the heart which will make us do the right thing. It's belief in Allah. And who is Allah? It's Allah. Allah is a being who knows us better than our mothers know us. Who knows our inside better than we know ourselves. Allah is, if two people are alone, Allah is the third. The thoughts, they don't come to the heart, the lips, or don't come to the tongue that we think about. Allah knows those thoughts. Sometimes we greet a person, he greets us back. We greet him nicely, but actually we think this guy had a chance, I'll give him a few smacks. Allah knows those thoughts, brothers. Allah knows the glances, they say the hidden glances, you're walking down, the hidden glances, Allah knows that. Allah hears the whispers of the heart. Allah knows the insides and the outsides, Allahu Akbar. Imagine, brothers, Allah is that being, you know, we study, when you start school, and I remember nowadays, our science and physics textbook, matter is not created or destroyed. It is transferred from one form to the other. The first statement they taught us was falsehood. Allah creates matter. Allah destroys matter. Allah can transform matter to whatever form, whenever form, however He wants it to. Allah is that being, brothers, who brought a pregnant she-camel. The people of Salih alayhi wa sallam told Salih alayhi wa sallam, you're giving dawah towards Allah. If you're true, then bring forth for us from this hard rock. Impossible, they've asked him. We want the pregnant she camel. They describe the camel. When the camel emerges, she must give birth to a baby camel immediately. Allahu brothers. Nabi of that time. The Nabi used to work hard, wishing for the people to go Jannah. He prays to Allah. Allah answers the dua of the Nabi. Exactly as the people asked, Allah brought forth a she camel out of the hard rock, which is dead. A hard rock from the mountain. Allah brought forth a living organic being. And as the camel emerges, it gives birth to a baby camel. Allah is that being, brothers. Allahu Akbar. Who the beloved Musa alayhi salam, brothers, the story is well known. Fir'aun, the tyrant king, decided to, from his sorcerers, he got the news a baby will be born from Bani Israel, will destroy your kingdom. So Fir'aun goes about killing the children of Bani Israel. He would post sentries in every town as a midwife deliver a child of a Bani Israel woman. They would, if the baby was male, he would call the soldiers and immediately they would chop the head of the baby in front of the mother. And no one could do anything. Like this, he murdered 70,000 babies to kill who? Musa alayhi salam. Then his advisors told him, oh Fir'aun, if you kill all the children, who will work for us? Who will be our slaves? So he said, we'll kill 1 year, we'll spare 1 year. Allah, look at Allah, brothers. Allah made Musa alayhi salam born in a year they were killing children. Allah is great. Allah could have taken Musa alayhi salam to some cave, take him up to the heavens like he took alayhi salam. Where Allah put him? Allah put Musa alayhi salam in the very house of the person who made a vow to kill him. Not only that, brothers, Allah paid his mother gold coins to feed her own child. Where once upon a time she feared for a child, Allah sent her child back to her house with soldiers and told her and made her, his mother feed him for payment, brothers. Who's the dua? Allah. Well, if Allah protects, no force on this earth can harm us. Allah forgive us, Allah also harm us. No force can protect us. Allah is a being, brothers, who for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Abu Bakr, when they were escaping the kuffar of Makkah and they were going on the hijrah, they took refuge in a cave. A stupendous sum was set for the trekkers to bring them back. 100 camels. Brothers, every trekker and every person was after this reward. They trekked, they say that they were so good, they trekked Nabi Sallam and Abu Bakr right to the mouth of the cave. What Allah used, brothers? Allah used the house or the weak house of an insect, ankabut, what you call the spider. Spider's web, a child can break that web with his finger. Sometimes the wind can break the web. Allah used the weakest house of a simple insect to protect his most beloved Nabi. Abu Bakr told, O Nabi of Allah, if this man just bows down, he'll see us. What Nabi told, Abu Bakr, what do you think of those two people? Allah is the third. Brothers, Allah is after us. Allah is promised. Allahu Akbar. Today we're looking for, we all worried, live in South Africa, we're worried about fear, we're worried about security. Where's Allah kept our protection? Comes in a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah, the mom from whoever leads Salat to Subuh. Hadith says, you come in the protection of Allah. Brothers, I ask you today, which Salah in all our masjids, in the whole world, is the least frequented? Allah has kept Salatul Fajr for our protection. They say, well, the day you miss Salatul Fajr, that's the day you should think, today I am in trouble. Today I have broken the seal and the protection Allah has written for me. Today, that day we should wake up with a fear. Give sadqah, give turaq, make your turaqat, namaz immediately, and ask Allah, forgive me. That's the day. Brothers, that's the day you should fear. Why? I have broken the protection that the being who controls every nano atom of my body, that being who's a complete control, that being I've broken his promise. Brothers, Allah. Brothers, Allah is the one. Allah, every nano atom on this earth is not controlled by any being. Allah controls it. No atom on this earth can do any move, can benefit or harm any person, not Allah's, without Allah's permission. This whole world belongs to Allah. They say, Allah, brothers, what they say, who fears Allah, Allah makes everything fear him. One sahabi was going, he saw a group of people. He said, why have you assembled here? They said, we are here because there's a lion in the road. Now we took the Venezuela Jamaat other day to the lion park. So you see those lions in real, you know, they saw them in real life, you understand a lion, how big, Allah. When they see the lion in the road, the sahabi went fearlessly to the lion, told him, I say, he twisted the ear of the lion. He said, if you got any work, do your work, otherwise move from here. The lion went away. People were shocked. They said, what a fearless, what a feat. He said, Sadaqallahu wa Rasuluh. And the Rasul spoke the truth. Who fears Allah, Allah will make everything else a source of fear, will fear him. But who don't fear Allah, Allah will make everything a source of fear for him. Brothers, the whole effort of iman is to put Allah in the heart, take everything out. Poverty, fear of poverty is a fear. Fear of people is a fear. Fear of anything besides Allah is a fear. Allah promised who seeks, who trusts in me, I will make a way out of every difficulty. and provide from unseen sources. Sufyan Thawri, a great sage of our time, of the past times, you say, if the earth is copper and the sky is lead, and not a blade of grass grows on the earth, and the thought comes to my mind, how will Allah provide for me? And actually, I've become a kafir. What is video? Brothers, this effort of iman. Allah don't need food to sustain us. Allah don't need drink to quench our thirst. A time will come in the ummah, Allah will feed the ummah in Isa's time with zikr of Allah. Allah will make the nourishment of our cells, our body through the subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. The effort of iman is to put us Allah in the heart. Allah is beautiful. This is a Qudsi, Allah mentioned here, hadith, Allah treats a slave according to expectations. Who expects of Allah will make it. That famous story, we are over and over hadith, that Sahabi was told 3 eyewitness reports, brothers. When someone tells us, your car has been broken into, or your house is burning, you think we'll sit here? Brothers, we'll be out in next 2 months. 5 seconds not enough for us. Brothers, the Sahabi is sitting in a masjid. People, 3 eyewitness reports, not messing around. Tell him, oh Sahabi, your house is burned down, or is burning. Sahabi calmly said, my house can never burn. He vehemently denied this. The 4th person came, he said, oh Sahabi, all houses burnt except yours. He said, I knew Allah will never do this to me. The Mufam Hadith. People are very shocked. He said, there's nothing. He said, why are you shocked? He said, I heard from Rasulullah, whoever recites the dua in the morning, Ibrahim Hadith, after Fajr, after Maghrib, Allah will protect all his property, his wealth, from all harm, including fire and theft. Definitely this morning I read this dua. Although your eyes have seen with your eyewitness report that my house is burnt, it contradicted what I heard from my Rasulullah. So I said, your eyes can be wrong, but the words of Allah can never ever be wrong. So therefore, when he affirmed this, brothers, when he went to see all the houses burnt, except his, although his house was in the middle of the street, by laws of physics, the house was supposed to burn, brothers. That's Allah, brothers. Allah treats according to expectations. Effort of iman is this. Therefore, actually, brothers, Allah wants to teach us iman. We don't give Allah a chance. I asked one brother, I meet youngsters on fiqh, you know, you see them, mashallah. I say, brother, mashallah, why? What has made you so much fiqh? He said, let me tell you my story. He said, we went in Khuruj 4 months, like a brother was saying. Allah said, send us, brothers, to go. We have to leave our natural environment to see Allah's help. Say, while we go in Khuruj, our misab gave us tarheeb. He read the hadith of Rasulullah when he travel. We have reached the 5 surahs and 6 bismillahs. The hadith, where Nautim asked Nabi, said, no, Allah, I'm a rich sahabi. I prepare well on journey. Wherever I go, I prepare well. I take my provisions. But wherever I go on journey, I suffer. I have difficulty in accommodation, in transport. Everything doesn't go well. But Nabi said to my sahabi, next time you travel, recite the 5 surah and 6 bismillah. Bismillah kul ya al-kafirun. Bismillah idha ja. Bismillah kul allahu had. Bismillah kul a'udhu bil falak. Bismillah kul bin nas. And you end with bismillah. 5 surahs in. All the surahs except the bajara. So he said, the sahabi, after a while, Nabi said, oh my sahabi, how is your condition? Means, since I gave you the amal. Say, wallahi rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From the time you gave me this amal, I have been the best in accommodation transportation. So his brother said, he said, actually we were going in India in Tashkil, from very far town. The only way to get there was a train, and a very local train. There was no Rajdhani or the fancy trains. We cost 40 rupees. So we paid. See, we came there, the train was late, we almost missed the train. We got in last minute, everybody was separated. We had a very difficult journey. It took us 1, 2 or 3 hours. Everybody was upset. They had to stay in for the journey. Anyway, we came to a middle station to cross over to another train. The next ticket was only 7 or 8 rupees. So old Jamaat said, Amisab, we're not getting on this train. If 40 rupees journey was so bad, we're not going to get the next train. And plus, when you, in India, you go to the trains, when you're coming to get on the train, local train, you have to wait for the rest of the people to come out. The old Jamaat told Amisab, we're not getting on, you can go yourself. We'll look for other transport. Amisab is sitting. Anyway, one brother said this. He said, this brother said, actually, I spoke to Allah, I said, Allah, but we read this dua this morning. Allah, brothers, the brother said, the old Jamaat, they stayed back, they refused, they got on. As the train came in, the locals jumped on. They're still waiting behind. They're seeing the crowd, they're not getting on. Brothers, as the Jamaat is waiting, they didn't do nothing. A man came, dressed in a uniform. He said, Tabligh Jamaat. He said, yes. He went to one of the carriages, he told the people, out. He emptied the whole carriage, he put the Jamaat in there. He said, lock the door, let nobody come in here. Anybody ask you, tell him, the driver of the train has requested us. Brothers, wallahi, when the brother said, when this happened to us, I said, Sadaqallahu wa Rasulullah. So that the driver of the train, actually, he came to fetch. He said, Amisab, give me 2 brothers to give me dawat. I'm the driver of the train. Your last stop is my last stop. I want to make ikram of the Jamaat for some tea. Brothers, actually, he said, I spent chilla when I was very young in my campus days. Brothers, actually, this effort of iman, they're telling you to go 4 months, not to make your tabligh or to mix your life up. Actually, is to teach us how to say, what is the tabligh? It's the effort of tahriq ul iman, effort of iman, to learn Allah. To know Allah is. To bring words on the, you sit in a talim and you go through it 4 months or the chilla or whatever time you spend, the daily times, you're giving dawah whole day, inviting towards Allah. Then you're sitting in talim, you listen to the virtues of amal, listen to the story of sahaba, you listen to the promise of Rasulullah. Allah will put you in a situation where your normal support, I call it weak support, brothers, our cell phone, our brother, our cousin, our uncle, who normally when something happens, we always turn to them. Allah puts a condition so that we can turn to Him. And the beautiful system of Allah, sunnah of Allah is, Allah will show him, like our sahaba, Allahu Akbar. Allah will, so, famous insan, we always read in Salim, sahaba say, O Nabi of Allah. The Nabi asked, who will take my guest home to eat at night? The sahaba said, Nabi of Allah, I'm ready. We know the story, brothers. He went home, he asked his wife, is there any food? He said, well, except food for the kids, there's no food for anybody. He said, the wife and the husband make mashwara. They say, we'll put the food before the guest, and we'll all go hungry. We'll put the light out. The whole family goes hungry and the guest eats this full. The rabbi mentions using a mouth to. Next morning, some said, who fed the guest last night? Allah loved it very much. He said, wallahi, Nabi Allah, no one could have known this. Allah revealed ayat of the Quran. Those people who could become hungry and Allah and poverty becomes a lot. Brothers, like how sahaba had dalil of iman through Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How Allah say, Nabi Sallam is not here with us. But wallahi, we have his amal of Rasulullah Sallam. Whoever does the amal of Nabi Sallam, Allah will teach him the same iman. So mashallah, brothers, they always say, you know, for us, they want us to strive. This war actually is for us, to strive in the path of Allah. One brother, one great elder said, I complain to Allah, listen to these words carefully, very profound words. I complain to Allah of the enthusiasm of the people of Batil, the way they work hard to make their deen go alive. And I complain to Allah of the lethargy of the people of Haqq. Let us ask brothers. How much effort they make? I'll give you one car. They say, time is short, brothers. One car gozari. Allahu Akbar. They say, why must you leave? They say, those people at Tabligh are crazy, no? They want you to go for 4 months. My life, I got to worry, my studies, I got to do this here. I was in the Jabat. Allah took us a few years ago to Indonesia. We were on a boat. To get to the island, we were tashkil. Took us 3 days on the boat. Salah, namaz, khidmat on the boat. What does on the boat, brothers? There were some people of another faith. So they came to us from also speak English speaking. When they saw us, they came to each one of us, asked us questions. So one conversation with I had one, I said, where are you people going? Where are you from? I said, we're from America, we're youth from America and some other countries. We've taken out some time before our campus. So I said, why have you come to this country? It's a Muslim country, where are you going to? I said, we're going to the same island you're going to. I said, what are you doing there? I said, we're going there to change Muslims into our religion. Allahu Akbar. What they came to do, brothers? They were going to a Muslim island to change Muslims into Christians. Then brothers, they asked us, Allah, look, we said, how long have you come from? Allah forgive us, you know, we said 4 months, you know. Allah, we think it's long time, what 4 months? Brothers, when I asked that question back to them, it humbled us completely. I said, how long have you come? They said 24 months. How long, brothers? Those are not older elders, those were young boys and girls from a Western country, going to a Muslim country under difficult conditions, giving, they say we're doing this for a love of our religion, to become better Christians. 24 months they gave, I say, how do you survive? I say, you get paid. They say, you don't get paid. We survive, the locals look after us, but we get a small stipend, but we go through all the difficulties, why? So we can become. I ask brothers today, Allah, what have we done? How are we going to answer Rasulullah? How are we going to answer Nabi of Allah? When today we've, like I said, the dua, they've exhausted their efforts. They met one, the Jamaat met one nun without hair. I said, what's wrong? Why have you got no hair? She says, I compared, it takes me half an hour to look after my hair every day. I said, this is deviating me from my objective. So I'd rather keep my hair completely short. Brothers, they've understood the importance of effort. Ask ourselves today, ask also in the path of Allah. How much are we making effort for the deen? So mashallah, brother, actually this was a forum to encourage our youth to go in the path of Allah. I'll give you one. We went to give from Venezuela, took us to Venezuela now. So as the people in Venezuela, how did the effort of deen come here? Allahu Akbar. They said in 1980 something, one doctor from New York City, Dr. Siddiq, I don't know his brothers, maybe some people have met him in the world. A Bangladesh doctor from America who settled in America. He came here in the early 80s. Probably the first Jamaat, some from the legend goes. They came to Venezuela. They started making, there's no system. You come here, Markaz, mashallah, they'll give you a route. They came there, they were staying in hotels, going to a town, walking around with sunnah. So one particular incident, a brother told me, he said, my father was from a place called Maracaibo. His name is Saeed. He said, my parents are from Syria. We born in the country. My father used to hate fikr for the deen. He bought two photocopy machines to make Surah Maryam
translation into Spanish and give the people, because they had fikr for a deen. So one day he's driving his car, he sees a group of Muslims with sunnah walking on the pedestrian crossing. He hoots, he calls them, he says, come here, read Surah Fatiha. He thought maybe this will happen. When he read Surah Fatiha, he get in my car. He asked them, where are you from? They say, where are you staying? They say, we're from America, we came for the work of Dawah. He said, where are you staying? We're staying in a hotel. He said, come to my house. He kept them in his house. He told his son, look after these people. His son said, he told me this. He said, I was looking at these people all night, they're waking up, they're crying. I'm telling you, what you need? He said, they're crying. So he told his father next morning, they're not happy. So they asked him, are you happy? He said, we're happy. So he said, why are you crying all night? Allah, brothers, he didn't know they were making tahajjud. His father said, if they're doing what you say they're doing, then you got to follow those people. His father went out cashing a part of Allah. Today, brothers, his two sons, Allahu Akbar, Saeed and Khalil, their son is becoming Hafiz. They are the ones who are holding the deen in the town. Brothers, this is the doctor, like you say, you know, we are in campus, or we are future doctors or lawyers, or whatever you're going to become, ulama, your future brothers. We're not a youth, we're not just a person. What objective does Allah use this person who studied in so-called universities to uplift the deen in the country, brothers, where deen was so sparse? Doesn't mean I'm a doctor or lawyer or accountant or I'm a student or I'm a nobody. Allah can use. The effort is what we do, what near we make, brothers. Allah, but near is so important, Allah will take us. In the same kagun. There was one brother, the Jamaat came here from Venezuela. You must have met them, brothers. They came to all the schools. One youngster, his uncle was called, his name was Hazim, Pastor Abdullah Ali. So I asked him, what is the legend of your uncle? It's a legend in Venezuela. He says, my uncle was one of the first to meet this Jamaat from America. They took him out cash. He was 14 years old. From one of the top 10 families in that country. Top 10 in dunya means. Say Allah took him out. He spent time with his Jamaat. He went for 4 months. He done all the effort. His father told him, you're joining those people. Father didn't understand that time. His father kicked him out of the business. Told him, you have to decide what you want to do. Finally, father gave him a small business. Told him, I give you stock, but you're not part of the big. Ostracized him because of his connection. His brother spent a lot of time. Many Jamaat from South Africa, Mara Yusuf, a lot of people made effort on them. Time came, Allah knows best. At the age of 25, Allah took his life. He had an accident, he passed away. At his funeral, when the father saw the amount of, he said, how do you know my son? He's 25 years old. He hardly had time to live. People of America, the whole world came for his funeral. Each one gave his story how this youngster affected their hearts. At his funeral, brothers, his three uncles and few cousins of them went cash in the path of Allah. Today, those family runs the deen in that country. They are all starting out the maktabs. Their kids are hufaz and ulama. They are making effort of deen. One of his nephews came here now, was in Durban a few weeks ago. Brothers, this effort of this student speaker actually to motivate us how we can become the best in our field. Not then as a professional or a businessman, whatever you do. So become the best da'i. That everybody, when I look at a person, they say the effect of a doctor or a lawyer or accountant or any person, businessman, is the niyat he makes. What effort he makes, what niyat have you got? What niyat do you wake up with? If you got fikr for the ummah, brothers? Are you waking up with a niyat just to increase our dunya? Wake fikr, ya Allah. All those people in the world, how they can believe in Allah. That's the worry you should have. And finally, inshallah, we finish with tashkir. They say, mashallah, why must you go in the path of Allah, 4 months? So one brother, I always asked him, I say, mashallah, brother, you're giving a lot of sacrifice. Give me your story. He said, mashallah, we went for 4 months. The tashkir was to India, Pakistan, Bangladesh at the time. So he said, mashallah, Jamaat was out in tashkir. It happened that time we were in Pakistan. It was, the whole Jamaat was sick. They had diarrhea. Some people were tired. They flew. So I, mashallah, was fit. I was doing all the khidmat, running to the pharmacy, getting dehydrated, getting food for them. Finally, one at the end of the afternoon, I was tired. I fell on my bedding. And the person is talking to Allah all day, making talim. He said, I talked to my Allah in my heart. He said, Allah. I said, I gave sacrifice. I'm sitting in this India, Pakistan. So and so brother made my tashkil. Allah, I'm tired now. And my Jamaat is sick. I'm doing all. He's talking in his heart. He says, so Allah, I got one request from you. He's making dua to Allah. He said, listen, Allah, I'm tired of the salan, all the stir curry. I want pizza. He said, Allah, I want pizza. Then he said, Allah, secondly, I want nachos. Not just India, Pakistan, I wonder. Sorry if I want you to spill over like this. He say, Wallahi, he said, I'm just like, those thoughts haven't come to my own tongue. After a few minutes, here's an announcement from the masjid. Assalamu alaikum, where is the South African Jamaat? The person says, who has been desiring pizza? He wakes up, he pinches himself, he said, maybe I'm dreaming. He rushes to the masjid door. He sees a man, mashallah, big beard, but sunnah coming there. So he goes up to the man, he says, let me feel his hair, maybe it's Khidr Islam. He wakes his tongue. Allah over. He sits down, he's looking at his man. Man says, what's that? Why are you looking at him? He says, uncle, who are you? He says, actually, I'm a doctor from Pakistan. I work in South Africa. So I heard there's a Pakistan, South African Jamaat here. So I brought, let me make some nusra. So I brought for you guys pizza. So the Jamaat said, so what's so great about this? We know it's normal. So I said, what's in the other box? He recovered. What was their brothers? Nazis. South African maiden, produced in South Africa. Said, uncle, where you got this from? He said, actually, I went to the market. That day, I went to a specialist market. What I found was fruit from South Africa. So the youngster, Jamaat said, what's so great about this? He said, wallah, he said, told the Jamaat. Actually, he told me, he said, I'm a gunigar. I'm a youngster. I don't know a lot of nonsense. I came in the path of Allah for a few days. One day, I just requested a dunya thing to Allah. Allah answered my duas. Never came to my own tongue. What if I have to make real dua for the ummah, for myself? Father, this is actually effort of deen. The tabligh wants you to go in is to find Allah. To find that Allah is the one who listens to you. To find that Allah loves you more than your mother loves you. Allah is ready to accept to duas to, and more important brothers, let us know, to use our effort and closeness to Allah to make the ummah close to Allah. Our job is to go to every human on earth to make his contact with Allah correct, so he can become a beloved to Allah, and he can make effort not only learn the deen, practice the deen, serve the deen, make others do it. It's our job, brothers. That's why we've been sent on this earth. Allah, when people are from Durban, it's the same trip, I asked them, West Indies. Who was the first Jamaat? Where from, brothers? Our beloved Allah. They said 1969, December, the exact date they said. Haji Bhai Padir Rahmatullah Ali, Ahmad Bhai Desai, from Stenga and Haji Suryaman Kolia came to this country in 1969 or 68 December. The first Jamaat to come to West Indies. The first Jamaat to ever grace the shores and make effort for deen. All over. West Indies was a country like us. They dumped the Indians from India here, put the slaves from Africa and left them there. People came in 1845. Deen had become weak. The children's masjids were empty. The youth were gone astray. They were marrying non-Muslims. That time the Jamaat work came in. Allah used them. After 2-3 Jamaat, another Jamaat of South Africa, Haji Bhai, what, Malasulim Salimangera, Bashir Bhai, still alive, mashallah, and Ibrahim Bhai Padir Abdul Ali. They came in 1973. The man who was in the Jamaat told me this, Mufti Abdul Salah. He said, when Haji Sahab came, I was a non-Muslim. I was a Hindu boy. I was going for Gush for the Jamaat. He told me, I stayed up in the masjid 4 months. He said, why give you a name? You're Hindu. Allah over. Brothers, he said in 73 I was a Muslim, I went for 4 months. I was part of the Jamaat. They took out 10 people cash, took us to India, made us spend 4 months. Out of the 10, two of us decided to become Alim. We were sent by Hazrat Ji to Bangalore. We became Alims. After 10 years we returned. One has passed away, he opened a Darul Uloom in 1984, Mufti Shabil. So I am the second. My name is Malul Salah. Actually, he's a Mufti, Mufti Abdul Salah. He's a Sheikh Al-Hadith in the Darul Uloom at the moment. Brothers, I'm asking you now. That Jamaat went in 68 and 73. Not only them, brothers. The women folk, their uncles, their brothers, their fathers, their children. Whoever made it possible for that Jamaat to go in a path, the Tashkil brothers, the Markaz. Whoever made it possible for those brothers to spend time in a path while getting involved in the work. Wallahi, they all share in the reward of all the people in West Indies. I asked the one masjid, where you go for outgush? He said, we go for plane by outgush. I said, what? There's an island about 50 minutes plane. Say we get on a plane after Asr, we come back after Isha by plane, we do outgush by plane. They cover all the neighboring islands by plane. They send ulama for Jummah Salah to the neighboring towns. Who gets the reward, brothers? Say, Bitcoin is valuable. More valuable is Tabligh coin. The shares are very cheap now, brothers. For us, inshallah, actually say, we're not asking who's ready, brothers. We're saying, who's ready to ask Allah to accept me to go in the path of Allah? It's not our money. It's not our job, not our ability, not our knowledge, not whose son we are, whose father we are, whose cousin we are. It's actually Allah, have to beg Allah to take us in the path of Allah. For us, actually, the brothers, I asked one brother, how are you? When he came, his boss is such a boss, when you come in his shop, he said, don't talk tabligh in the shop. Talk politics, soccer, everything. When he came to the markaz with his bags, we asked him, you got fired or you resigned? He said, I got leave. He said, how did you get leave? He said, for 2 weeks before I asked my boss, I kept Rosa. I fasted. I made tahajjud. I gave sadqah. I tried my best to not to disobey Allah. Then I asked my boss. Allah gave. He said, when I asked my boss, I said, boss, you're a very good boss. You pay well, but I love Allah more. He said, my boss refused. His wife told him, you better give this man leave. He said, Allah, I got leave. Others, we're not asking who's ready. We're asking who's ready to ask Allah to accept him. Don't look at your condition. Don't look what the obstacle. We're asking you, ask Allah now. We have to spend 4 months, inshallah, to make niyat, inshallah, that I am ready to ask Allah to go in the path of Allah. One day in the path of Allah. Hadith says, it's better than more for these 1,000 days you reckon at home. One day in the path of Allah, but it's better than the whole world, whatever it contains. Brothers, for this actually, inshallah, make niyat, inshallah. Who's ready, inshallah, to make, meet one brother from Venezuela? I was around in Venezuela. I said, mashallah, how did you become Muslim? He said, I work for Muslims. Allah Akbar.
I work for Muslims, they play Quran every morning. When I come close to the Quran, my heart gets content. So I became Muslim on that. Another brother, we met him, he said, Allah, I said, how you became Muslim, brother? He said, I went to the priest, I was worried, stressed out. Priest told me, read 3 hallelujahs, you'll be right. Every night I read 3 hallelujahs, but stick on, but I'm reading, I'm not getting right. One day I said, God, creator of my heavens, I need help. I need your help immediately. Next morning, says one person in full sunnah, with white amama and white kurta, knocks my door. You don't see this in this country, brothers. You see people of sunnah, this brother actually, his name was Dawood, a new Muslim, went for 4 months. See, from the time I spent 4 months, I only wear sunnah, I walk around. Allah made it, he was looking for a place to rental, someone took him to this man's house. When he knocked my door, I looked, I said, who's this person? Anyway, after interacting with him, he said, this man told me about Allah, I became Muslim. This brother Yahya now is a Muslim, new Muslim. Make dua, I'm saving money, like brother said, to go for 4 months. He made his wife Muslim, his daughter Muslim, brothers. They are new Muslims who don't know Arabic, don't know English, they only know Spanish. And they're making effort for the deen. Imagine this brother, you know, we say you've got hundreds of, probably in this area, in this masjid, in our town, in this whole Khazanatail in Johannesburg, there's hundreds of hufas, hundreds of people in sunnah. In their whole town, one brother we go, he say, I'm the only Muslim in my town. When to go for Jummah, I've got to go 1 hour by bicycle, or I take a taxi, it costs me $5 going and coming. That's almost hundreds of $5 per trip to go for Jummah Salah. Imagine the only Muslim in the town. What effort they're making to become, and we are so easy. That's why they say if the effort of deen is made, to make it easy for the weak Muslims to obey Allah. Allah save us, the effort of deen is not made, to become difficult for the strong Muslims to obey Allah. For us brothers, the sacrifice required, when you see these countries, you see the effort, investment in the effort, we don't know whose wife made effort. You see, Allah don't know, Allah over. Brothers, the mashwara to like, how did Sahaba made mashwara with his wife about feeding the guest? Today families in our country, in the whole world, people of Dawah are making mashwara with their wives and thinking, should we upgrade the car? Do we need to retile the bathroom? Do we need to upgrade the home? Or go for 4 months? Or go for a foreign takaza? Imagine that mashwara is taking place today. Brothers, no one will know your sacrifice. The markas will not know. The mashwara won't know. The people outside don't know what sacrifice you made. But wallah, Allah knows the sacrifice you make. When a young person from university or campus, with all the attractions beside him, the people calling him, and the batil people calling, and everyone is calling him, wanting his services. And this person says, for the sake of Allah, I go towards Allah. Who knows that? No one knows that sacrifice of the young man, or the old man, or the youth who make sacrifice. Allah knows that sacrifice. When a person strives for the sake of Allah, Allah promises, I will open up roads for hidayat. Who are those lucky youth who will give their youth for the sake of, the sheikh said, I am frustrated with the lack of effort and lethargy of the people of Iman. The people of Batil, brothers, when he met those missionaries, that Imam, when he went to the island, he cried, embarrassingly, I'm saying this, this 2005, you are the first Jamaat to put foot on this island while I am here for the sake of Allah. These people with you on a boat are here for 10 years. This is their fifth cycle of 2 years. They are telling the people in the islands, in all of, I'm the Imam for 23 musallas. I'm one Imam. I do Jummah Salah, Jami Masjid, 23 musallas. I'm the source of knowledge. They've been telling the people in the villages, where are you Muslims? They don't care about you. We have people from other countries. Who cares about you? The Muslims have forgotten you. Many Muslims are asking, Imam Sahab, where are our Muslims? Wallah, when your Jamaat came, he took our Amir Sahab, Hafiz Sahab, to every corner and told him, tell the people in English, who are you? You're from South Africa. Tell him that Allah cares about them. That's all. The place is not to make your tabligh, brothers. Not to advertise your... It's actually to give hope to Muslims. We are ordinary people. Ordinary work Muslims from the Muslim Ummat. To go to different countries, to spend our health, wealth Allah gave us. To give Muslims hope in the world that Allah loves them. Oh, brothers, I can go on. We went to Vietnam. We founded people that were worship. They made their own Kaaba. The people previous regime told them, the whole Muslims are dead. We destroyed your Kaaba. We killed all the Muslims. They took their Qurans, burnt all their Qurans. They showed they gathered together. They only had 4 surahs in the Quran: Yasin, Tabarak Alladhi, Surah Waqi'a, and Surah Mulk. When they saw the Quran, they said, "Your Quran like us, but too many chapters." I saw the Quran, brothers. Brothers, they were there. The first Jamaat to meet him was a Malaysian Jamaat a few years ago. They were told by the ruling party that this happened. Who are those people, brothers? Who will sacrifice? Think Allah don't know the sacrifice you make, the money we spend, the people living behind. Allah knows this, and this for this, brothers. We have to give sacrifice, whatever. If we use our youth for this, and then like how the brother says, wherever we go in the world, Allah will use our abilities to any effort is made. Allah will use our abilities to bring the deen alive. And in the end, the biggest benefit, when we pass away, inshallah, like one father told his kids, if you send good deeds for me, I don't worry, I've made my investment, inshallah. I've made my effort in many countries. Allah will send an investment to me. Brothers, don't be a helpless person in the qabr. Don't leave your income of akhirat to a few children of you. Make investment in every country by putting your foot for the sake of Allah in every country. Like how Sa'ad Uqba bin Nafi went in the ocean, in Morocco, and he said, Allah, if there's land beyond this land, he took his horse till the neck and said, I would go to this area. His fikr was to take deen to the whole world. Like us brothers, where are those people who say, inshallah, I will tell my last breath, I will use my health, my time, my intelligence Allah gave me, my ability, my profession, so that your deen can be uplifted in the world, inshallah. For this, inshallah, the Tashkil brothers, as we are the youth, the future doctors, accountants, lawyers, ulama, the people of the working class and the business class, who's making niyat, inshallah, that I'm ready to ask Allah to accept me for 4 months, inshallah. Who makes intention, brothers? Come, make intention, inshallah. The first step is in niyat. We ask Allah, niyat means not a promise. Allah, I am ready. You now accept me, inshallah. Make niyat, brothers. We have to spend 4 months. Brothers, those questions told us, 4 months. We are for 24 months, brothers. We can't be less capable than that Allah over. Come, brothers. Young boys from Western country giving 24 months for batir in the difficult conditions. Here we got Nusrat, mashallah. Make niyat, brothers. Come, brothers. Make intention. Who's ready, inshallah?
Mashallah. What's the brother's name?
Muhammad, mashallah.
What you ready for? 4 months? From when? Anytime, now.
Gee, mashallah. Come, brothers, make intention, brother.
Gee. Bilal, where are you from? Johannesburg, mashallah. When you ready from Bilal? December, Allah accept. Gee.
Fahim.
Also in December, Allah accept. Gee.
Where are
you from?
Joburg, also.
Johannesburg, mashallah.
Come, brothers, mashallah.
The Durban Saqis, the KZN Saqis.
Come, brothers, the Durban Jamaat, Joburg Jamaat came to help you, inshallah.
Yusuf, where are you from? Johannesburg. MashaAllah, Allah accept. Uqman, where are you from? Shawash.
MashaAllah, come brothers.
September, next month, MashaAllah. Allah Pak accept, inshallah. Come brothers. Gee, who else? Wasim. Wasim, where are you from? Palo. When are you ready from Wasim? December. Allah accept, MashaAllah. So, alhamdulillah, brothers, come. We need to make some intention. Gee, what's the brother's name there? Gee? Where are you from? Shawud, when are you ready from?
November.
So we got one brother in September, one brother in November. MashaAllah. Ji? Abu Bakr, where are you from? Overport, when are you ready? November.
Allah accept, MashaAllah.
Come, brothers, there's one Jamaat getting ready in this next month. Umar, where are you from? Kelvin. Allah Bak accept, inshallah.
MashaAllah.
Ji, what's the brother's name? Oh, Zakaria. Zakaria Padia. MashaAllah, accept.
Come, brother, mashallah. Old days, where does Joburg Jamaat, Durban Jamaat? Always parallel, moving together. Let's compete. Allah says, compete for the good brothers. The old days, every foreign country, the Durban Jamaat is there, Maputo, Mauritius.
Yusuf, where are you from?
Come, brothers. Don't let us win without.
Which campus you from, Yusuf? G? Varsity College. MashaAllah, accept. So when are you ready from, Yusuf? December. Brothers, we got one Jamaat that's coming out on the 1st of September.
What's your name, brother?
MashaAllah. We got one Jamaat that's getting ready on the 1st of September. There's four brothers ready. Who's ready to join this Jamaat?
What's your name? Abu. Overport. Muhammad Rawat, mashallah.
1st of September to complete this Jamaat. There's four brothers that are ready. There's a brother from Sherwood, 5. Who's going to come in this Jamaat, inshallah? In a week's time, this Jamaat is starting. This is the first Tashkil, inshallah. Allah Pak, accept all our intentions. Let's see who's going to come. Let's complete this Jamaat, inshallah. Three, four brothers ready from the Junction Halka, one from the Sherwood Halka. Who's going to complete this Jamaat? We need about 10 brothers in this Jamaat. Who's ready from now, inshallah? Come, brothers. Like we heard the talk, we heard the need, the Kar Guzaris that came after Asr. You know, friends, we got an opportunity this year, alhamdulillah, with the fazl of Allah in the beginning of the year. Almost 350 South Africans were there for 4 months. Our KZN were plus minus 85. So now we need to keep that momentum. First Jamaat is coming out in a week's time. All youngsters, mashallah.
Don't let Joburg beat you, brothers. Come, give us some competition. Come, brothers. Every year. Mashallah, come, brothers.
Yes, where are you from? Fanlum, when are you ready from? Next week.
Allah accept.
Mashallah, Allah accept. Which masjid? Ottawa. Allah Bak accept, inshallah.
Mashallah, brothers. Make niyat, brothers.
Come, brothers.
Actually, I in the old days, when I was a student, the first Jamaat used to come to our campus was from here. Arun Karwa Rahtul Ali. I was on holiday once, he told me, hey, Ridwan bhai, I'm picking up for Gush. My father said, what's this? On holiday doing Gush? He used to pick me up from the hotel, brothers, at the palace and come take me for Gush.
Your brothers from Durban used to come, Dr. Uzair, Dr. Harun Karwa used to come, with, they hired a van from university and come to Joburg and come to Wits. Those are the days they got us involved, brothers. Today, mashallah. Brother, this man's the speaker of here. Old days, mashallah, the brothers used to make effort in different countries. We want brothers to go in the path of Allah so we can send him all over, mashallah. Every country, when they meet Arabs, they say, what are people doing in your youth? What are you feeding your youth? What are you telling them? When you come to Raiwi, we just see people of South Africa. Every corner, we see South Africans. Allah gave us such youth, brothers. Come, who makes niyat, inshallah? Come, brothers, mashallah. Few more minutes for tashkil, inshallah. Who else makes?
Inshallah, let's see the brothers from the different universities. Who will say, inshallah, from our university, we're going to take out a complete jamaat. Make intention like this.
Mashallah.
Ji, where are you from?
Maribor campus, inshallah. What's your name, bhai? Muhammad. Allah Muhammad. Accept, inshallah.
Ji.
Come, brothers.
Howard College, Westville, all the different universities, inshallah. Ji. Howard College. Varsity College. One jamaat, inshallah. Allah accept. Please stand up, inshallah. Durban Mancosa. Allah accept. December. What's the brother's name? Shaib Yaqub. Allah accept, inshallah. Come, the other campuses can make intention. Ji.
Come, brothers. One brother, you should meet him on campus. I remember, look at him now, mashallah, he's a big sheikh. Look, he's every year 4 months. When he was in campus, remember when we showed to Gush, he had long hair, he was a DJ in the club, he used to DJ. Allah over. Jamaat used to meet him, he was very respectful. Allah gave him right one day. Gave his friend, he died, non-Muslim. They both were giving every khuruj in many countries. With the barakat of campus Gush. Some Jamaat going for Gush. He said, I should see the Jamaat, I should fill my heart. Allah takes his heart, gave his friend, he died. And both of them, mashallah, gave many, many times in the path of Allah. The effort, any environment, when the Mawadis went past the campus, they said, Astaghfirullah, place of fitna. Mawliyah says, no, that's the place of deen and iman. If these people made effort on, they'll take the deen to the whole world, brothers. Let's look at it, every campus, every place on the earth, we make effort, Allah will use those people, inshallah, and for the deen, our youth. Make niyat from all campuses. Where else, mashallah?
Marisburg.
Which university is not represented here, mashallah? Schools.
Marisburg University. Who's here? G.
Marisburg, which other campus? Schools, mashallah. Any schools? Matriculants, brothers, mashallah.
From PMB, I've got a Jamaat in December. See, how many brothers? 10 or 11 from PMB. Allah accept, inshallah. What's up, son?
December, mashallah, holidays coming. 43 Jamaat. Who's ready, inshallah, for chilla? We got our schools. Those are in school. From grade 10, 11, 12, mashallah. Who's ready to make niyat, inshallah? Who's there? One Jamaat, mashallah.
Ji.
Come, brothers. Which are the school madrasas who are getting off, inshallah? Make niyat, inshallah, for youth.
One Jamaat, Nabil Barat, mashallah, except one Jamaat from Palo. One Jamaat from the Opal Halka.
Ji, brothers, come.
Ji. Different other areas. Ji, come, brothers.
Say, diamond cuts diamond. The youth will cut. The youth will make effort on the youth, brothers.
Zakaria, Yusuf, one Jamaat from PMB. Mashallah, Yusuf Wada, Allah accept, inshallah. Ji, who else? The different areas, Ji. For Chilla.
Mashallah.
In December. One Jamaat, Allah accept.
Stenga, mashallah.
Mashallah. Asheville, one Jamaat. Ji. One Jamaat from Masjid Salihin, PMB. Allah accept, inshallah. Ji. Which area? PMB. Mashallah. How many Jamaat from PMB? How many Chilla Jamaat? 3, 4. Ji. 3. Allah accept, inshallah. Ji.
Mashallah.
Brother, where are you from? PMB.
Oh,
mashallah.
Petersburg, mashallah.
Also PMB.
Come, Durban.
Mashallah.
Petersburg is giving.
PMB is in the lead at the moment.
Come, brothers.
The different, the town area, city, the city Alka, north zone, south zone. Ji, brother, what's your name? Uwais. Uwais, where are you from?
Stenga.
How many Jamaat from Stenga? One Jamaat, one 4 month Jamaat, one Chilla Jamaat, inshallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Ji.
What's your name? Mashallah.
Marisburg, mashallah. Ji, come, brothers. Few minutes left for the tashkil.
Come, brother, a few minutes. Let's give our name, inshallah, for December.
Brother, so all these intentions we made, inshallah, let us make fikr to complete these jamaats. All those brothers that made intention, we have to complete our jamaats. Now, inshallah, we link ourselves to our masjids, our universities, whatever fikr is taking place, whether it's going out for 24 hours, whatever is our tartib, inshallah. Brother's name? Ji. From where? Tartib, mashallah. PMB. Allah accept, inshallah. So let us link ourselves in our masajids, do our amal, inshallah. Start making fikr, make our list, start making the mulaqats. We've got 3 or 4 months left for December. And inshallah, we will take our complete jamaats. And like this, inshallah, we will make fikr, the jamaat, inshallah, we will get the entire reward. And like this, inshallah, we have to spend our time local, link ourselves with our markas, And Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for us. So for this, inshallah, we request all our brothers to make fikr. We make fikr, Allah's help is with that person who takes on zimidari and responsibility. And inshallah, like this, when we will go to our elders, when we will go to the Marakis, then we will see the people from the different parts of the world. So we'll all do this, inshallah. So all those brothers, and also link ourselves with the Shab Guzari, the effort that's taking place with amongst the youth, amongst the students, and on a weekly basis, we link ourselves to the Shab Guzari. So all those brothers that made intention, inshallah, come to my right, some tafakkur will be made. All the brothers that made intention, come to my right, inshallah. All, whatever niyats we made, inshallah, whichever part of the month, let us make some tartib, we'll give our names, inshallah. All the brothers that made intention, inshallah. Come to my right. G. There were 50 brothers, over 50 brothers that stood up. G. Come to my right, inshallah. G. The brothers from Stango also go there. G.
For all workers, mashallah, if we go with this jamaat, it's a small investment for a big outcome. We might give them some time, spend time with their brothers. If they become, and they say, one elder said, make dua, they become better in all of us in the effort of deen. Whatever work deen, we'll get the reward, inshallah. All workers will get ready with this jamaat and look after them and be good to them, inshallah. Whatever work this youth will take, they'll become, we'll get the reward, inshallah. So all the brothers get ready. Whatever we can manage, jamaat come to our masjids, Allah, spend time with them. And take them out, inshallah. And you say, diamond cuts diamond. Use them for our youth, our nephews, our sons, our whoever we can, our cousins, inshallah, whoever we can, inshallah.
One more request is all the zimidar brothers of the campuses, straight after Isha Salah, after our sunnahs and witr, before we go for our meals, the zimidars of